We have new information about an altercation at Arlington National Cemetery. It's the moment last week when campaign staff for former President Trump had a physical encounter with an employee enforcing cemetery rules. Both the campaign and the U.S. Army acknowledged this incident after NPR first reported it, but Trump has now taken to saying it never happened. NPR has learned the names of the campaign staff who participated in the incident, and they include one of Trump's senior aides. NPR's Quil Lawrence and Stephen Fowler are here to talk us through the latest. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Stephen, what are the names?
We now know that it's Trump deputy campaign manager Justin Caporale and advanced staffer Michelle Picard who got into the verbal and physical altercation with an Arlington cemetery staffer, according to NPR sources. That staffer was trying to stop campaign photographers from accompanying Trump to the grave sites in Section 60. That's because the campaign was told ahead of time that only official Arlington Cemetery photography was allowed there, and federal law prevents using cemeteries in any sort of campaigning way. The Army says the staffer did not want to escalate the situation at the time out of respect for the grieving families and has declined to press charges. We're putting those names out there, Steve, because of the conflicting answers that the campaign has given about what actually happened.
Oh, speaking of conflicting answers, one of the things the Trump campaign initially said is, we have video to prove our version of events and we're prepared to release it. Have they released it?
No, they haven't released it. I mean, I imagine they were filming because they were making an ad out of that visit and they were filming all the time. But
sure.
They offered to release it. They haven't released it to us. They did, as you say, confirm the incident by disparaging the Arlington employee. But we asked again yesterday for the footage via email. We even reached Justin Caporale by phone, and he politely referred me to the campaign spokesperson who hasn't responded since last week.
Okay, taking everything in, it's pretty obvious that we know what happened here and that nobody is really disputing the facts. But then the former president began disputing the facts and saying none of this ever happened. What's happening, Stephen?
So, like Quil said, the campaign's initial response was antagonism, which then gave way to the Army saying the situation was closed, so the campaign thought it was closed, up until Trump started posting. Earlier this week on his Truth Social website, he said, quote, "There was no conflict or fighting at Arlington National Cemetery last week. It was a made-up story." Then Trump went on Sean Hannity's radio show to reiterate that false assertion that nothing happened. He questioned the motives of the unnamed employee and downplayed the accusations as attacks over, quote, publicity.
Do you notice that the person represented now doesn't want to talk? He doesn't want to speak or talk. Now, the nice thing, the beautiful thing was all the parents and relatives got together and they said, that's a false story. It was totally false.
It was not a false story,
right.
And it's not a one-off. Lately, there's been examples of Trump going rogue and saying something that contradicts the campaign's official stance, like Florida's abortion measure, where last week he seemed to support it, then the campaign said he had no position on it, then finally Trump said, I oppose it. Even next week's debate, Steve, which his campaign did agree to, Trump now says it won't be fair and falsely claims that Vice President Harris is going to cheat.
Okay, so the former president continues to contradict reality, even as put forth by his own campaign. But I want to focus again on this incident, air this out a little bit, Quil Lawrence. The Trump campaign has pointed out that the Gold Star families that he was there to support said that it was fine with them if he took photos. And it is true that we do see photos of people at Arlington National Cemetery. So I think it's fair to ask, why is there a law here? Why is this so sensitive? And what makes that particular place, Section 60, so powerful to veterans and their families?
Yeah, the law is against campaigning in Arlington. They just don't want politics to sully this place. But Section 60 is different. Arlington is an historic site, but Section 60 is not ancient history. It's full of casualties from the post-9/11 wars. It's kind of an ongoing wake and memorial. And it's full of really young men and women who died recently. You know, if you walk along and you see the dates of their births and their deaths, it's just kind of chilling. And you'll see young widowed husbands and wives visiting the tombstones. And you'll see kids visiting their parents' tombstones as they grow up and parents visiting their children's graves. So, you know, as you say, there were plenty of vets who support Trump, and the ones who invited him there to Arlington are also some who spoke at the Republican National Convention in support of Trump. But there are other gravestones pictured in the campaign video that the Trump campaign put out, and the families of those veterans didn't consent. This is supposed to be one of the last places without politics involved, and many, many vets have come out and condemned this visit and this campaign ad and the politicization of especially Section 60, which is still so raw.
Longtime listeners know that NPR's Quill Lawrence covered the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Quill, thanks for your coverage here.
Thank you.
And thanks also to NPR's Stephen Fowler. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.